This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So goodbye 2022. We are leaving. 2022 is going to be in a review mirror. The year sucked. I'm grateful I'm alive. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for my pets. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful for my coworkers. But I got to tell you, man, 2022 sucked. And I told you guys it would suck. I told you there was going to be drama. 1 year ago today, I told you, hey guys, something tells me there's some bigger, meaner, badder stuff. 2020 was nothing compared to what's coming up. And here we are. 2022 started off with a bunch of us getting Omicron. Right? Do you guys remember? You're like, yeah, that was about a year ago. Yeah, we got sick. A lot of us got hit with Omicron. And it was the very first time we got COVID. We avoided COVID. We did our vaccines. We wore our masks. And we got smacked upside the ass and down the other with Omicron in early, end of December, early January. Right? Then we had labor shortages and supply chain crises. Then Putin invaded Ukraine. We were able to celebrate Easter and Passover and do some travel, but then prices went up and interest rates went up. We had an election, so that was drama and a half. We lost the Queen. Queen Elizabeth passed. We had a couple major, major hurricanes, some of the most devastating that Florida has ever seen. And the drama, I'm leaving a lot of drama out because I think I'm trying to repress it and I don't want to think about it. But it was a rough year. We probably had 7 variants of COVID come our way. We had the issue of where the country is going to go in terms of abortion. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, saying it's not the feds' choice. Feds are out. It's up to the states. Well, now states, and that started to cause a whole bunch of drama. A lot of people agree with, let it be about a person and their doctor and their choice, and let's keep the government out of it. Others want the government involved to maintain the ability to abort at any time during the pregnancy. So there was a lot of debate. A lot of people didn't agree with what happened with that, and that got a little tumultuous. We had the Hunter Biden thing. We had the Trump FBI raid. We had censorship that was always suspected now coming to light with the whole Twitter takeover and droughts and, bad weather and just world population has now hit the 8 billion mark, and we're faced with the concept of we could have some major severe food shortages. And so 2022, right, as we're starting to go deep into the 20s, was a year that really highlighted a lot. It re-emphasize the fact that we are a very, very divided nation, and you could have 2 people living next to each other in this great country of ours, and 2 people be Americans, but they are on complete opposite sides of the aisle with this. We have the concept of we're not necessarily ready for what progressive moves are being pushed. So we found that our electrical grids were in big trouble. We found that our electrical grids could be hacked. We found our electrical grids could be attacked. And we found that during this last snowstorm, an electric car wasn't very helpful. And so there's this uneasiness. As we go into 2023, there's this uneasiness. Are we going to go into World War III? This Putin war hasn't ended. Putin invaded Ukraine. They keep hammering them. He's not going to want to lose, so he's going to do or die on this one. And so are we going to have a nuclear war? Is inflation going to recede after we just spent and passed another how many trillions of dollars? Is the inflation going to get better? Is the economy going to get stronger? I want to be hopeful. I always want to be optimistic. But seeing some of the things that have happened, you start to wonder with whoever's kind of running the show that we might need to brace ourselves. We're going to have a Republican slim majority Congress. We have a Democratic slimly controlled Senate. It's going to be tumultuous. There's probably not going to be a lot done. It might stave off and slow down on the spending, but it is going to make people angry. And it's going to start, It's gonna probably increase a lot of the divide that we already have in this country. I think it's a good thing to have a checks and balance system. I think we should have our representatives represent us. It shouldn't all be about the R or all be about the D. But we haven't solved any issues in 2022. We didn't solve COVID. We didn't solve the immunity issues that we have with the vaccine. We didn't solve the variant issues. The variants keep coming. We didn't solve where did COVID come from. We didn't solve the inflation problem. We didn't solve the labor crisis problem. We didn't solve the working from home problem. We didn't solve the food shortage problem and the poverty problem and the homeless problem. And our fossil fuels and our energy sources. We didn't solve anything. Now, you don't have to solve it in a year, but 2022, after the aftermath of 2020, you would think we would have had more progress and figured things out. And we didn't. So for those of you going, yay, happy new year. Yeah, enjoy the new year. Enjoy it. Celebrate that you're still alive. Celebrate that we're still keeping on. Celebrate that you're with your family and friends. But, yeah, brace yourselves. It's going to be a rough year. It's very unsettling. We're hearing that a lot of our kids are going to be at risk for diabetes. Our national security, our border is a mess. And infectious disease coming over and crime coming over. We got a lot of innocent, good people coming and some fabulous people that are going to be amazing Americans. But we also have a lot of bad people sneaking over and coming over. And we're going to be in for a rough year. So my recommendation is pray. All right. Pray. Just reevaluate with this new year. Again, be happy for what you got, but just kind of brace yourselves. 2023 is not going to erase the drama from the last few years. I think we're going to see more of it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I get from a lot of you, and I also see on headlines, doctor was wrong. The dentist was wrong. The vet was wrong. Now, some of you might be blowing it out your ear, but I think a lot of you are right. And I have a very, very open mind about things. I'm not going to be closed-minded and say, oh, all doctors are the best, all vets are the best, all dentists are the best, all pharmacists are right. Having seen some of these rare mistakes that they make, the advice I have to give you all is trust your gut, trust your gut, trust your gut. So I don't know if I told you guys this story, but we had one of my favorite cats. I mean, all my cats are my favorites, but one of our cats died last year. Around this time, and we think the vet forgot about them, I think the cat was going to pass soon anyway, but when we checked her out to pick her up and paid and got the medicines to take home, it seemed like they all rushed and scrambled and found out that she was on an IV, fluid overloaded her, and then we were told, sorry, you can't take her home, we need to put her down tonight. And I'm like, what the hell happened? So we went to a different vet, and we went to a different vet after she passed for my other cat. And we have a cat who's old Shaky Boo, you know, part of Shake and Bake, right? And we saw that very nice vet, very nice, the office clean, the staff was amazing. But she takes a look at Shaky Boo and says, you know what? He's not going to make it. He's got liver disease or cancer, and we need to put him down tonight. Now, I brought him in because I knew he was older and he wasn't eating and his appetite was down, so I knew something was up, so I was open to that. And I was like, okay, but, you know, can I just take him home and let him say goodbye to the kids? Just, you know, and I'll bring him back tomorrow for us to put him down. Well, here he is 1 year later, still alive, still playful, still doing everything. And so I'm thinking to myself, maybe he just kind of looked a little bit off. Maybe she was tired. It was the holidays. They were busy. But I got to tell you, I mean, I'm really glad my cat's not in pain. My cat happy. And I mean, I'm not a vet. I'm a family doctor. I don't know a lot about veterinary medicine. But I knew, especially when my cat was driving home staring at me like, don't take me back there, I knew something was wrong. So my cat's still alive, still doing well. Shaky Boo's still alive, still having sex, still cuddling with Sashi. Sashi, for some reason, still wants to have sex with him, so he's obviously got some stamina or mojo. But again, that's one of those things where it's like, trust your gut. So now my dog started limping. So we went back to the same vet. I'm thinking, you know what? It might have been a bad day. You know, I can forgive. I'll never forget, but I can always forgive. And I'm like, you know what? So what? People sometimes get it wrong. So I bring the dog back. We got the same vet. She's like, nothing's wrong. You know, maybe arthritis. Well, it turns out the dog has a pretty bad ACL tear or sprain, and it is actually having surgery today. We got a second opinion. Now, I'm not saying this because I want to ridicule or criticize any particular person. But I'm telling you that when somebody has a degree and somebody, you know, holds that name doctor, okay, that doesn't mean you don't question or get a second opinion. Oftentimes, we don't give a proper history. How many times have patients told me, you know, my left side of the abdomen hurts, my left side, so I don't know what's wrong. And then I'm like, are you sure it's the left? Does your pain hurt on the right? Oh, sorry, I meant my right, your left. Okay, well, now we're talking appendicitis. So we do have history issues where sometimes the patients don't give enough history. But seeing these mistakes and these, it really makes you nervous. Now, I know there's good vets out there. I know there's tons of good vets. I have a good friend who's a vet. It's going to take a while to find someone. The orthopedic surgeon is fantastic. What I did is I asked around. I actually posted on Facebook. And I asked you guys, I go, who's a good orthopedic surgeon for a dog? Oh, it's going to cost a lot. It's going to cost at least $5,000. Yeah, I'm going to be eating Top Ramen the next couple months and wearing a lot of rewears. This blouse is 3 years old. I'm not going to be spending money on anything else for a while. But it's my doggy, so I'm going to do what I have to. I'm going to work extra hours, and I'll do what I can for my doggy. But it's very frustrating for me as a physician because I won't make any decision without hedging. I'll always say, look, I'm wondering if maybe this is going on. This could be going on. So based on what I see now, this is what I think is the issue, but we're going to look into issue X, Y, and Z. But when you're told your cat has to go down, you're told, you know, dog looks fine, and meanwhile here the dog is not walking and in surgery, it starts to shatter your faith. So I've always been very open with you. Not every professional is 1,000% accurate. I've had bad accountants. I've had a pharmacist who told a patient to not take the medicine I told them, to double up on their current one, and the patient had renal insufficiency. And boy, did he back down, and he was like, like, what are you doing? So there's idiots out there. There's really idiots. I love pharmacists, and they save my patients' lives all the time, but there's always these one-offs. And you don't know if you're the one that's going to get that. And in the last few weeks, I have seen from patients calling in some really poor decision making from some of their providers online. And I don't know if it's because they're not giving the full story or if it's because people are just half-assed. And I'm telling you, I see more and more half-assed medicine. And so your 1980s physician, your 1990s pharmacist, your 2002 or 2004 dentist might not be the same in 2022-2023. And our standards are better, our guidelines are better, our training is better, but there's a lot more burnout. There's a lot more half-assed. Maybe this, they're faking it until they making it. Maybe we're passing people in class easier, but I don't know. I'm no expert. I am not going to be a guru. But time and time again, I'm seeing these people make mistakes. One pharmacist gave one of my patients her anti-inflammatory and her Ambien in the wrong container. So she popped two Ambiens before she made it home because she was hurting in the car. She popped them at a stoplight, fell asleep in her driveway. Thank God she made it home. What? How did that happen? Look at what happened with the COVID vaccine and people getting wrong doses. Or the adult dosing instead of the pediatric dosing. There's a lot of half-assed stuff going on. There's fantastic vets out there. There's fantastic dentists. There's fantastic oral surgeons. Fantastic doctors. Fantastic nurse practitioners. Fantastic PAs. But if at all you're just something's not right, don't be lazy. For the love of God, get a second opinion. I've been getting that. Many people have been calling telemedicine saying, look, my doctor wants to do this. What do you think? Well, tell me what's going on. You know, your doctor comes first because they're the ones that have all the facts. But, you know, that does sound right. That sounds reasonable. You know, but sometimes I hear things go and say, what? Why are you going into surgery now? What? Many of you with dental issues will say, you know, I've had perfect teeth and my dentist says I need three teeth and need work on it. How do I know they're not lying and doing it for money? Well, everybody should be practicing with the utmost ethics. But if at all you are questioning, get a second opinion. If that second opinion says yes, you need to get that done. You know, don't worry about insulting your doctor, your dentist, your pharmacist. Don't worry about insulting them. Because if any professional is that narcissistic and is upset that you did that, I don't think that's a good provider. If somebody got a second opinion on something I said, I would love that. Because if that second opinion goes, yeah, she's right, I'm like, mm-hmm, see, I'm right. Yeah, right. Second opinions are fine. And if anybody talks you out of it, if anybody makes you feel like you're a bad person, they're not going to take care of you, you don't need them. They're too narcissistic. So I know a lot of you don't want to complain. You don't want to complain to me. You're like, look, I don't want to, you know, say anything because, you know, because you think all of us are going to be defending everybody. I got my brothers and sisters I work with. I love my colleagues. But if you think something's not right, it's about you. And it's amazing how we put our lives on the line because we're nervous about, you know, rocking the boat. My cat would have been dead if I listened to that doctor. And my cat's still fine. My cat's there to show love. My cat hangs out with me. It's not in any pain. So you got to trust your gut. And I am hoping that we eventually, you know, get our standards back. I don't know if it's because we're graduating people quickly. I don't know if we're just not making people take tests. We're getting rid of standardized tests. I don't know what it is. But whatever you're seeing, I'm seeing too. So just get a second opinion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Does he have the votes? That's the question regarding Kevin McCarthy and his quest to become Speaker of the House.
The vote that we're going to have on Tuesday is extraordinarily important. And I hate to say, as soon as we get the majority, this is how we're starting off. Because there are way too many things that we need to focus on when we're in the majority.
That's Texas Republican Beth Van Dyne talking to Fox News. Quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger could be back in Moscow, Idaho as early as tomorrow night. His attorney says Koberger will waive extradition at tomorrow's hearing. Russia confirmed some of its soldiers were killed in a massive strike in Ukraine's Donetsk region. Ukraine says it was 400. Russia says it was more like about 60. Tens of thousands have lined up outside the home of Santos Football Club in Brazil to say goodbye to Pele, the body of soccer's greatest players at the center of the pitch, where he played from 1956 to 74. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few minutes ago, we got some breaking news. They have arrested a suspect in the murder of the four Idaho college students. Finally, after weeks, they found him. And they actually knew who they were looking for. So they were on it. It's taken a while, but they have a suspect. So this just came over. He is a college student. He is 28 years old. He was arrested miles away, I think about 1,600 miles away in the Poconos. He was in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He was arrested by local cops and the FBI. This happened at about 2:50 in the morning. And I believe he owned that white Elantra, that Hyundai Elantra. They said, according to NBC News, that a white Hyundai Elantra was towed from the home where the suspect was arrested. And that was the car that they thought the suspect was in. So we're being told, Daily Mail is reporting, they have the arrest records, that Brian Christopher Koberger was arrested after a SWAT team came in. And he is being charged with the deaths of Kaylee Goncalves, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodal, who were stabbed to death, and Ethan Chapin, all of them in their 20s or 21s, killed in the massacre. He is being held for extradition in the criminal homicide investigation, and this is for first-degree murder by the Moscow Police Department and the Latah County Prosecutor's Office. So he was found about 2,400 miles away, and he's a PhD college student at Washington State University. He didn't attend the University of Idaho. So we still have a lot of questions on who he is, how he's connected, what's going on. But we have a suspect. According to the college website, he attended the college in Pullman, which is a 15-minute drive from where the students were killed. He graduated from DeSales University in Pennsylvania in May 2022 with a Master of Arts in Criminal Justice. He did research. They talk a little bit about his research. And we still don't know any motive. We don't have a lot of information. But we do know that Moscow cops, Moscow, Idaho, had been hunting the vehicle, that white Hyundai Elantra, for the past 2 weeks. He appeared in court this morning. Moscow police said they are going to hold a press conference at about 1 p.m. Pacific or 4 p.m. Eastern. So we'll obviously have a little bit more information on that. But, I mean, thank God they found somebody, because this has been very, very distressing. Authorities have been, you know, combing over evidence and ex-boyfriends have been interviewed and friends. And apparently, you know, college, I don't know about you all, but when I lived in the dorms or when I had an apartment near the college, it was an open door. And everybody walking in and out and drinking and going into your fridge and stealing your top ramen because we really didn't have any other food. And so there was a lot of concern that the DNA and the evidence would be very, very difficult. Although one of the victims, according to her father, had defense wounds, so they might have been able to pick up DNA from the fingertips and from the nails and things like that. So reports from both the coroner and police confirmed that each of the students had been stabbed multiple times in their torso and they were ambushed in their sleep. Police have found no evidence of a sex crime, and the victims had wounds on their body, which indicated they tried to fight off the attacker. Cops had thought all four were assaulted as they slept. But then they saw that some of them did apparently fight back. And there's still a lot of questions, and this doesn't open up, you know, a lot more answers. Hopefully we'll get more answers now that they can interrogate him. But you have four college students asleep. You have two college students who might have been in the downstairs. It was like a three-story house, so people were wondering why it took so long for the cops to be called. Well, for anybody sleeping in on a weekend, I don't know if you know college students, but many of them will sleep in. They'll go to the bathroom. They may walk into the kitchen, go back to their room, go back to sleep. If these murders happened in the bedrooms, that we don't really go into each other's bedrooms. That was like rule number one. Nobody go into each other's room in college, unless, of course, you have to steal money or whatever you're doing. So, unfortunately, the roommates who were there who survived this, people thought they were suspects, and it was it's been very hush hush, and I understand why police needed to not have the internet sleuths and all of us try to predict what's going on. And I mean, the boyfriend, one of the ex-boyfriends of one of the girls, had been named a suspect, and apparently he's been harassed, and the family's like, it's not him. And this is something that's very unsettling, because many of us have friends, family, nieces, nephews that go to school, that live on their own, that live with roommates, have random people going inside their house. I lived with men, I lived with strangers, whoever would rent the room if I had the lease or if I needed a room to rent. I lived with people I didn't know. I lived in the backyard of somebody's house because he had a little casita back there. It wasn't the best area, but I was really grateful for him and his wife and his family for letting me live in the backyard for a month or two to do my rotation. And so the concept of live wherever, everything's going to be fine, everyone's going to kind of stay out of your business, isn't much of a reality. We've always had killers. We've always had murderers. We've always had sick individuals, as you see with Jeffrey Dahmer. But it might be more of a threat now. And if college students, you know, can't have a typical college home, that, you know, party house, you know, without fearing that they'll be murdered in their sleep, it really starts to send shivers up our spine on how we need to protect ourselves. You know, we need to be armed. I got guns. Anybody tries to come into my house, they're shot. They're not going to get as far as the bedroom. Somebody did. They came inside. I stood in front of the kids' rooms, had my shotgun, told them to get the blank out, cocked it, was ready to fire a warning shot because I don't dink around. He left. Right? Home invasions happen. They're a reality. My grandfather was robbed at gunpoint. Somebody came in while he was working at a store, put a gun to his head. Thank God that was in the 60s when robbers would actually let you live. Or maybe they didn't have bullets, so they couldn't have shot him if they wanted to. But man, you know, violence has always been around. People have always been animals. But now it seems like there's just there's individuals among us with real severe mental illness. And maybe one thing that might be happening is in our quest to be more open and less insulting and less biased, we see somebody that might trigger our radar or have some red flags and go, no, I'm not going to, I'm not going to judge, I'm not, you know, and maybe, I mean, you know, the olden days, it's a shame, but somebody came off as they might have a violent streak, people stayed away from them. Now it's, we love you all, we're here for you, we got you, and I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But, you know, these college students were very trusting people, and they seemed like great kids, and they didn't have to die. And we don't know why this suspect, if he did do the murders, what his motive was, and why he would get, I think he's a PhD student? How do you get through all that training and then become a mass murderer? I don't know. So the moral to this is we are among animals. And there are people that have no regrets, no ethics, no qualms, no morals. And you got to lock your door. You have to be distrustful. You have to protect yourself. You just have to think. And I know the college town, I didn't do this. I didn't think that somebody was going to try to come into my apartment. Now, I was a little bit more careful because I did live in apartments where people were raped. There was two roommates who were strangled with their bras. They were raped, and then they were killed with their own bras. And so, you know, me and my roommate were a little bit more diligent, and we were a little less trusting, and we had bars that with bats and things that would prevent the window from opening, and we made sure to live upstairs. And, you know, we were a little bit more vigilant, but did we let people we know come in and out? Yeah. Because if we knew him, we trusted him. We can't trust everybody. And we'll give you guys more information when we get it. But as I said, they do have a suspect in custody for the murders of the four Idaho college students. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you're going to be partying this New Year's, there's a good chance you're going to get hungover. Now, I get asked about hangovers all the time, especially New Year's Day, where I get texts or messages going, what's the best cure for a hangover? And a hangover, let's just quickly talk about that. A hangover isn't just one thing. It's a clutch. It's a syndrome, if you will, where a bunch of different things could be going on. You could have a headache. You could be moody. You could have low blood sugar. You could be fatigued. You could be nauseous. You might not want to look at the light. So a hangover is a condition that you have. It's usually temporary, but it comes from a variety of things that can happen when you drink. Now, yesterday we spoke about alcohol toxicity and alcohol poisoning, where some of you with your blood alcohol levels of 0.1 or higher can be exhibiting some pretty severe confusion, respiratory depression. You can drink yourself into a coma. You could vomit. And then when you're starting to get sluggish, aspirate your vomit. Drinking can get you into a lot of trouble. And the reason why we do get ourselves into trouble with drinking is because we don't realize we're drinking that much. There's always somebody that goes, hey, guys, let's do some shots. Everybody, especially when I party with some of the younger people, like, oh, yeah, Dr. Dahlia, let's go do some shots. And I'm like, I'm old. Can't do shots like I used to. But, you know, you don't want to say that. You don't want to say, look, I'm middle-aged. You're like, yeah, let's do it. Okay, well, if you've already had some champagne, if you already had a mojito, and you already have a gin and tonic in your hand, doing another shot, that's going to put you way over. And with women, more than one drink is enough to be considered moderate to excessive alcohol. In a man, more than two drinks. And then in a short period of time, it's a problem. So oftentimes, because New Year's parties start 7, 8 o'clock, you know, if they have dinner, they might start earlier. If there's no dinner, they'll tell you, come at 9, so we don't have to pay to feed you. So depending on that, a lot of times your party starts later, but it's only a few hours. And you're like, well, man, I want to get poop-faced. I want to have fun. I want to. And then you're not really eating. You know, some of us might sit down and go to a dinner and go to a place, but a lot of us are like, no, because I want to dance. I want to party. I don't want to eat that much. I don't want to take in the calories. And so you taking in alcohol in a short period of time on an empty stomach and not hydrating is bad. So a big part of your hangover is you're dehydrated. You haven't been drinking fluids that whole night. You've been drinking alcohol. Alcohol makes you pee. It's a diuretic. So now you're becoming more dehydrated. Headache is a sign of hydration, which is why we tell you to hydrate with water and electrolytes. Low blood sugar. Your alcohol can exacerbate blood sugar drops. Remember, it's sugar in a high amount that triggers your insulin to take it in quickly, and oftentimes you might have more insulin than you need because your body's expecting, well, there's food coming with this, right? If you're not eating with it, and you'll have some extra insulin, and that'll suck up and open those keys to the door for the sugar to come from the bloodstream into the cell. Remember, like the hallway to the door? It'll shunt that sugar in, and you could have low blood sugar, which is why we tell you to drink something and drink some electrolytes and, you know, eat something, because your sugar could be low. Also, poor sleep. The next day, there's a good chance you didn't sleep well. One, you were partying all night. Two, alcohol messes with your sleep. So now you're up and you're groggy, and you're also probably not sleeping in the most comfortable fashion. You also probably pulled some muscles. I mean, you don't dance well when you're drunk. Has anybody seen me dance? Okay, when I'm sober, I just kind of like do a little of this. But when I'm drunk, I think I am just all over the place. And then I am sore the next day. Going, what was I doing? Well, you tried to do the splits. And I was like, what? So you're sore. So you're not going to sleep well, and you're going to feel like crap. Your stomach lining is very irritated. Alcohol irritates your stomach lining. So you're going to be nauseous. You're not going to want to eat. You're going to be like, bleh. Right? Because alcohol, it can cause ulcers. It could cause esophagitis. It's not good. Then, of course, the acetaldehyde. That is the chemical converted from alcohol that we believe does make you nauseous, achy, either during the breakdown in the liver or after metabolism. So acetaldehyde is what builds up and makes you feel icky. And then there's cytokine production and release, which we see in inflammatory states, that could also make you achy. So you almost feel flu-like because you have all this inflammation from the alcohol and everything else that kind of happened. It could also be lactic acid buildup. It could be withdrawal from drinking the night before. The congeners that are in the alcohol, like red wine versus vodka. And then another thing that we talked about a year ago was allergy to alcohol. Some of you are allergic to the sulfites that could be in alcohol. So there are components in alcohol. Some of you are like, oh, I can't drink because I get hungover. It might not be a hangover. It could be an allergy to a component in it. So that's something you need to think about. There was a nurse in 2018 that worked with Allergy UK that said that an allergy to alcohol may give you the flushing. may also give you some swelling, stomach upset, feeling dizzy, faint. It could cause your blood pressure to drop. And they think it's the sulfites that could affect your lungs. The sulfur dioxide is one of 14 major food allergens. So you might be allergic to it. Yeast, rye, hops, wheat, barley, grapes, that could be an issue. So what's in alcohol? You could have barley, egg protein, gluten is an alcohol, grapes, histamines, hops, rye, seafood protein, sodium metabisulfite, sulfites, wheat, yeast. And then some of you don't metabolize the acetaldehyde. You need alcohol dehydrogenase because it converts alcohol to acetaldehyde. This becomes converted to acetic acid by an enzyme acetaldehyde dehydrogenase. In some populations, like East Asians, they lack the acetaldehyde dehydrogenase, so they might get flushed and they might have a difficult time converting the acetaldehyde to the acetic acid, and then they end up having higher acetaldehyde and more symptoms. So what do you do? Okay, well, first, drink water. You got to hydrate. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Water is easy. It's cheap. You might want to, no scotch and water, but maybe some electrolytes, Gatorade, Pedialyte, things like that, but water. And then eat something. Okay, you have an empty stomach, you have acid looking for something, eat something. Something that would be balanced, easily digestible. Don't be eating a burrito with tons of Tabasco sauce, but maybe something mild, egg, toast, something like that. Exercise is great. Get your blood pumping. Exercise, that'll move your muscles. The adrenaline will get in. It'll help with some of the headache. Endorphins might release. I understand it's cold outside, but that could sometimes help with your headache. Years ago, I told you guys about Sprite, where researchers looked at Sprite as one of the best hangover cures because of the bubbles. Maybe it's because of the sugar. But this was a study back in 2013, and they found that that helped. Sports drinks, of course, will work. Hair of the dog, we never, never recommend. Hair of the dog is where people used to get bit by a dog, and to prevent dying from it, they would take a piece of hair of the dog and wipe it in the wound. But if the dog gave them rabies, they're going to die. But people didn't die if the dog didn't have rabies, so they thought it was hair of the dog. Hair of the dog is a concept we use with drinking, where you drink more alcohol the next morning like a Bloody Mary to get rid of your hangover. I don't advise it. Because if you are allergic to the alcohol or intolerant to it or dehydrating from it, I don't think that'll help. But that's what some people do. L-cysteine. L-cysteine is an amino acid that has been found to decrease the nausea, anxiety, and stress. There's been studies for that. Be very, very careful with your anti-inflammatories like your Tylenol and Motrin. Keep in mind, Motrin, Aleve, your stomach is inflamed. You don't want to be taking NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, that could give you an ulcer. And you got to be careful with Tylenol because your liver just took a hit from all the alcohol. So, you do everything in moderation. I would take a hot shower. I would get some exercise, fluids. And you know what I would really do is try not to drink yourself stupid. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Happy New Year. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.